All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Good morning from Laguna Beach, and we are so happy to have some of the cast of Lagunatics in studio with us this morning. Everyone say hi.
Hi.
Oh, that was great. You guys have so much energy at 9. I'm really impressed. We've got Bree, Lynn, Joe, and Carrie. Bree, of course, the mother goose of the of Lagunatics in studio with us. So first of all, congrats that your show is happening next weekend.
Thank you.
That must feel good after the mishap a few months ago.
Long overdue. Yes.
Yeah. What was the reaction of the town when you told everybody it was being delayed?
I think disappointment. We had people who, you know, most of our seats were sold already, yeah. But I think it impacted the cast the most by far, because it was the most deflating thing I think I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
We were just 4 days from opening night when we found out about the mold underneath the theater. It wasn't in the theater proper, but I had to make a judgment call on it. We didn't know, the tests weren't going to be back from the lab for a couple of weeks, and had to decide whether or not we were going to take the risk, and I decided we weren't. But it really sucked to have to cancel the show.
Has anything good come of it? Has the show improved in any way since you delayed it? Anything
I
like that?
I think the good thing is that the cast is more comfortable with the material now. And I don't know that they'll be any better a week from Friday when we open.
A new song. But we have a new song out of it.
We do have a new song out of it, of course. We have a Black Mold song that Randy Hatfield is singing.
Which is the opener almost. There's two songs in.
Well, you know, it's the elephant in the room. We're going to get it out of the way right off the bat. So Randy is singing Black Mold Growing in the Dead of Night.
Excellent. You know? Excellent.
So with some of our musicians that are in the show that are playing live for us this year. So we have recorded and live music this year. But I think the best thing that came out of it is that camaraderie.
Yeah.
We're already a pretty tight-knit group, and now even more so. And we got together and sort of, you know, had a monthly rehearsal/party. And there's a little more razzing of the performers amongst themselves in performance now.
Sure.
And we always do that, but perhaps it isn't as obvious to the audience. And I think this year the audience is going to catch us in the act.
Well, great. Lagunatics, it starts next Friday at No Square Theater. You can get tickets online at nosquare.org. And then it will continue the following weekend, Thursday through Sunday. And like we said, we're just happy to have you guys finally doing this thing. How long have some of you been in the cast, Lynn or Carrie or Joe?
This is Carrie. I 2007, I think, was my first
and
year,
she remembers every song.
And so does my 13-year-old, who saw. He knows all the drag numbers since he was 5.
Do you find that that's usually the case? Most people in Lagunatics kind of stay in Lagunatics?
Yeah, it's a family. People don't turn over. Once you're in, this year we have a smaller cast than we've had in a very long time. And had some broken hearts out there because I couldn't include everyone this year.
Mm-hmm.
But we had some extraneous issues. and so I had to have a smaller cast.
Right.
And the people that weren't in it came to rehearsals to say hi and all that sort of thing.
So the family thing always kind of permeates.
It is. Yeah. It's definitely a family. And I don't audition. I did audition a few years, and sorry to those of you who auditioned, it was a circus. It was too weird. I mean, even for Laguna, it was too weird. And
like the content of the audition?
Oh, my heavens. No, the people that came to the audition and what they did for auditions was like a show unto itself. It was the weirdest ever. So we even got ideas and did rewrites after the auditions. Joe was at one of them, and it was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you just did that. People are so odd. And we love them. Otherwise, sure, we wouldn't have all this material to write about. But as a rule, I don't bring new people into the show.
Right.
And we do have one new person this year. She's a junior at Laguna Beach High School, Bailey Yeager.
Wow.
And otherwise, we auction off a role to be in the show, and it goes for, it's gone for as high as $3,000.
Wow.
So
that's cool that you've built a very prestigious thing to be a part of.
Everybody has such a good time, so at least that's what they tell me.
I was found in the wine department in Vons. That's how I got
you were discovered. You
selected, you know.
When was that, Lynn? How many years ago?
That was, I think this is my 11th year.
Yeah, we were downstairs in the ballet here at this next door to this building.
Yeah.
We were in the old ballet, the old Laguna Ballet Company. And Peter Jones, who's the
yes,
wine
that's
exec
who found me
at Pavilions, came in and said, "You've got to bring this girl in. She's so funny." And well, he was right.
I mean, Lynn, I know you're you have a comedic background, but it's not like you're an actress by. It's not like your job. Is that true of most everybody in the show? Are you mostly just people?
We're just multi-talented. Yeah. I mean, we don't get paid. We get paid in adoration and claps and applause. But,
sure, and that's enough.
I don't know. I think you're the only SAG member here. I'm
yeah,
SAG eligible now. I am eligible now. And she told me, don't do it yet.
Wait, but Joe, Joe's been in theater.
Joe's theater.
Yeah, that's been my career. So,
yeah, Joe and I think are the only professionals, although we have... We have people in the cast that have been professionals
right
in the past. Steve McIntosh, for example. We have people who certainly you wouldn't know that they weren't professionals
right
from their quality of performance. Ella Wyatt.
Carrie Reynolds.
Carrie Reynolds.
Excuse me.
Yeah, all of us here, of course,
she's
are professionals.
She used to be in the fourth row, and now she's like in the first row. So
and has lines.
Congratulations. That's really great.
That's big.
I think that's the great thing about Lagunatics is there are people who do this not as a profession, but perhaps they studied it in college or something, but didn't want to do it as a profession. But they're just as talented as, or more so, than others who could call themselves professionals.
Yeah, sure. Come on, the material is so funny.
Well,
that's
the
why,
material
that's why
is, it's not about sounding good. It's not about, you know, vocally, it's not about being, you know, the best, producing the best
what
sound that you've got. It's about, sorry.
Lynn is offended.
It's about getting those words out there and telling that ridiculous story that is in each song. And the temptation sometimes is to sound as beautiful as you can, and it's wrong. In other instances, my favorite instances, as a matter of fact, is that beautiful song juxtapositioned with completely ridiculous, stupid lyrics.
Yeah.
And you have somebody singing beautifully, saying the most stupid things imaginable.
So what are some of the content and songs we can expect this year in Lagunatics? What issues are you tackling?
Well, some of it is a little dated now, so we had to do a rewrite. I personally am trying like crazy to re-memorize a song. We did a number about the Sandman, the guy that came down from Laguna Art Museum. They hired a guy to come in and essentially get out on Main Beach with a rake and create this design, this pattern in the sand. And it was lovely. It was really fascinating. And then I went down there at night and he had little solar lights on it. It was very cool. So we wrote a song, Mr. Sandman, you know. But it was about it coming up because we were supposed to do it in October and the event was actually in the 1st of November. And we had to rewrite the words to reflect that it already happened.
Right.
And my old haggard brain is having a hard time relearning yet another set of words.
But you sing about wise, our water being wise, which is a beautiful song, hilarious.
Yeah, we have a beautiful classic song. It's The Water is Wide. It's sort of a classic gospel number.
Considering that Laguna won the most water-wise
city.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm just catching up.
Tyler, the greatest line is, don't drink from the tap, buy it by the case.
Yeah, and we suggest that the reason we won is that we all have our cars washed out of town now. So the water department was tickled to death when they found out, as they put it, they made the cut. And so they gave us the big giant banner that was hanging out in front of their place so that we could hang it the show. So that was pretty silly.
Not everyone's happy when we make fun.
So that's a good question. When does somebody get angrier, or what are some examples of that in the past?
Oh, we don't listen to them. I don't hear them complain. But I just know not everyone's happy.
The years, we've gotten some letters, and
we've had people storm out of the
theater.
Yeah. That was awesome. And actually, I think it's somebody I invited.
Thought it was a plant. They thought it was part of the act. We did a number about the ACLU and the homeless when that whole thing was coming down.
Yeah.
And my opinion is pretty much, I wear it on my sleeve, but we try to play it right down the center with Lagunatics. Chris Quilter and I write it, and we try to play both sides of the issue. And when we did our number about the homeless and the ACLU championing their cause to get a space here in Laguna rather than sleeping on the beach, we had a woman, we did it to YMCA, so it was ACLU, you know.
That's pretty funny.
And Some woman stood up in the theater and said, you know, I'm not standing for this. And she stormed
she
out
yelled,
of the theater.
She yelled out?
She
and
yelled.
She,
oh,
and
that's
she
awesome.
Stormed out of the theater. And the audience was howling and the cast was howling. It looked like we had planted somebody out there. And, you know, I thought for sure I was going to get hate mail about her. Never found out who it was. Never found out. But it was hilarious.
Maybe she's listening now. Maybe she's coming
Thank
this
you.
Year.
Thank you. It was the best laugh the cast ever got.
But there are also those instances where people are offended because they're not talked about in the show.
Okay, yeah.
No, that's funny.
I mean, people, so there are people in town who love to be lampooned.
John Paul's mad every year that you don't do his skit.
Yeah.
But he's just mad.
Do you want to censor but say what? Carrie brought us some croissants this morning from John Paul's. You want to tell this story?
I said, hey, John Paul, I'm headed to the radio station. Maybe he'll talk about it. He goes, I don't give a sheet.
He doesn't care.
But he wants to skit in Laguna Ticks. He wants to skit.
We did a number one year because we had so damn many coffee houses. It was crazy.
That's
and
a good
right
one.
There, I live in North Laguna, and right there in Boat Canyon, there was a coffee, tea, and leaf, and there was a drive-through, and there was
two Starbucks,
and there were two Starbucks, and there was John Paul's, who's more the mom pa kettle
right.
kind of thing that we have.
Well, I think this year Lynn's my favorite in tree blockage.
The tree ordinance.
That's hilarious. She takes it down in that number.
Do you want to sing us a line from the tree ordinance
song?
She
has
no. Lynn doesn't sing.
Lynn doesn't sing. Lynn fakes it well. That's why I'm a schmactor. No, I'm going to let you all be on pins and needles, but we're definitely making fun of those trees on both sides. So if you're for or against, you're going to...
Yeah, the tree view ordinance. And of course, it's being calmly discussed, just like the skateboard.
Oh, calmly.
Yes, oh, obviously. Yeah. Laughing yoga, I think, is an excellent topic. I love that guy.
Oh, yeah. Well,
laughing
and Bree,
yoga.
And
oh, it's not about that guy.
Oh, not about that guy?
He's probably going to be pissed now. See, now that guy's going to be pissed because it's not about him at all.
And Bree has a gorgeous voice, and she's singing, I can't.
I'm singing a Mozart aria called Laughing Song, and Chris wrote it, and it's about laughter yoga, which is a real thing.
It is a real
really?
Thing.
Yeah.
It happens on Main Beach every weekend, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Laughter yoga?
Laughter yoga. Laughing yoga. And
the lines are funny.
And it's about...
See, we're giving promotion to the laughing yoga right now.
Right. It's good. You should do some yoga.
And of course, we have... yoga is a craze around the country, but especially in Laguna Beach. There is much spandex being worn. Very seriously as well, yes. And so we're talking about laughing yoga versus... Hatha yoga or Bikram yoga or Ayurvedism. And I had to do homework because I refuse to sing something I don't understand.
Right.
And some of this stuff is really out there. And I just had a health crisis and I got all these yoga books from people and that Ayurvedism was going to heal me and things like that, which I don't think it did.
I think the fact that you could say that word.
Yeah, I don't
you're
know.
Halfway
no
there.
Idea what
I'm halfway
saying.
There.
Ayurvedism.
But it rhymes with sadism.
Okay. We look forward to the song. Again, Laguna Ticks, it starts next Friday here in Laguna Beach at No Square Theater. You can get tickets at nosquare.org. They also have the gala, which is the closing night the following Sunday. Tickets are $100 to that. Are they also online, nosquare.org?
Yeah, everything's online. And the performance is actually at the Forum Theater, which is on the grounds of the Festival of Arts.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Yeah, our theater, No Square, is inside Legion Hall.
That's right.
And but it's too small of a space, mostly for the cast.
And our bedazzled props.
Yes, and we have very large and fabulous costumes.
But it benefits No Square, right? It's a No Square project.
But we're a nonprofit organization. Okay. But this is our annual fundraiser. The gala is a big deal.
Yeah.
And a big part of our budget annually. And we have an auction and that sort of thing. And Kaya, Chris, the new owner of the Marine Room, who has Kaya and Big Fish, he provides a dinner. And Kettle One, longtime supporter of ours, Kettle One does a martini bar. And this year also a gin bar. They have gin this year as well. And so we have more than one way to get snookered. And we have...
makes it funnier.
We have wine. that is donated by Purple Wine Group, and it's basically free pour on gala. And
that's the night you said that the show gets the absolute wackiest, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The cast is so comfortable with what they're doing, and they reach their silliness peak.
Yeah, it starts to percolate. And then it just
percolate?
You guys are using some big words this one.
Multisyllabic one.
She's a speech pathologist.
Yes, clearly.
Well, we can't wait to see it, you guys. So happy that you were able to make it happen after the small mold issue a few months ago. Again, next Friday, Lagunatics at the Forum Theater. Tickets for sale at nosquare.org. Anything that we missed this morning?
Carrie?
I think $35 for Thursday night, but all the nights are $45 except gala. So okay. It's affordable.
First Sunday and Thursday are $35.
So those are your bargain nights. Ladies' night.
Thursday
night.
Money back deductible. You come and see it and you didn't have a good time.
You're a loser.
You find me and we'll give you your money back.
Ooh, you heard it here.
It's not going to happen.
Since the beginning. No one's ever asked for their money back.
Yeah. Never had to do that.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Bree, Lynn, Joe, and Carrie from Lagunatics. For putting this on in Laguna for so many years and for making us laugh, and we can't wait to see it next week.
You great. Coming, Thank Tyler? You.
Of course. Yay. I'm coming. I missed last year, so of course I'm coming.
Okay. Make sure.
I'll see you there.
Thank
All
you.
Right, we're KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Thanks, Lagunatics.